Hi, it's Miss Addis here, and as you can hear, I've been playing with the sounds on Acid. Acid, the music program, that is. And we're going to have a bit of fun today. We're going to be doing our minor intervals. Woohoo! And the podcast after this, we're going to put our major intervals and our minor intervals together. I thought we'd start with that Latin drum beat because it doesn't have any intervals at all. It's a beautiful day here in Melbourne. Almost spring, the sun's out, the wind's blowing, my neighbour's mowing her lawn, the birds are singing, the dogs are barking. See, I told you. Better watch out for those dogs. Anyway, we're going to be talking about minor intervals today. We're going to start off with just the minor second and the minor third. And to help us with the minor second, we're going to turn to our old friend Ludwig van Beethoven. For a minor second ascending, a good tune is his very famous Ode to Joy. Ode to Joy comes from his Ninth Symphony. It's his last symphony, the last one he wrote before he died, and he was totally deaf when he wrote this symphony. So a pretty amazing effort. Apparently he conducted it, which is also amazing. And at the end, one of the violin players had to turn him round to face the audience because he had no idea that they were applauding. If you ever go to see Beethoven's Ninth Symphony, just beware that it's pretty long and you have to wait a long time until you get to the Ode to Joy bit. But if you want to download it, maybe you could just download a snippet. But I'm sure you all know Ode to Joy anyway. So the other tune for a minor second ascending, of course, is the theme from Jaws. Here it is. Or using Mr. Beethoven. Descending minor second, and a minor second is a semitone, for those of you that weren't sure about that. A descending minor second is used at the start of Beethoven's famous piece, Für Elise. Now, Für Elise is German for Elise, and it was presumed that he wrote this for his female friend Elise. But after many years, they went back and looked carefully at his very bad handwriting and realised that it was actually for Thérèse. So poor old Thérèse is missed out in historical context, and some imaginary person, Elise, has had a piece named after her, a very famous one as well. So Ode to Joy for ascending minor second, for Elise for descending minor second, for ascending minor third, the old classic Green Sleeves. Now there's two versions of this. There's this version. There's the version that has the flattened sticks. Depends which mode you like to play it in. Doesn't really matter because the opening interval on both of those is a minor third. And a descending minor third is the old Beatles' favourite, Hey Jude. So you might want to download Hey Jude or Green Sleeves if you like, or you might know them pretty well already. So let's try a couple of intervals. I'm going to do minor seconds and thirds, ascending and descending. Here we go. Scarborough Fair, minor third. You might remember that one from when we practiced our minor and major thirds a lot in the chord podcast. Okay, next one. Notice how that minor second is a real clash. It's a real dissonant interval. So when you hear a dissonant interval, just remember, it's probably a second or a seventh.
Angel, don't make it bad.
That was a minor third, descending. minor third. Minor second. Minor second. Minor third. Minor second. Minor second. Minor third. Minor second. Minor third. Minor third. Minor second. Minor third. Now I'm going to introduce you to the tritone, the devil's interval, as it's known. Units 1 and 2 people, you don't actually have to do the tritone, but we'll chuck it in all the same because units 3 and 4 have to know it. I wonder if Danny Elfman knew that he was starting with the tritone, the devil's interval. Actually, I'm sure he did when he wrote the theme song to The Simpsons. So if you want something to remember, an ascending tritone, also known as a diminished fifth or augmented fourth. Here it is. The Simpsons. Also starting with that same interval is a well-known song called Maria from Bernstein's musical The West Side Story.
Maria, I just met a girl named Maria.
So both of those are a good one to remember, the tritone ascending. Tritone descending, I do not know a song. If anyone knows one, please feel free to email me. It's a tritone descending. Let's also look at the minor sixth. Now there is an absolutely gorgeous Chopin waltz in C sharp minor. One of my favourite Chopin pieces, which starts with a minor sixth. You can tell I play the piano like a trumpet player. That's a great one to download because it's nice, calm, study music. It's absolutely gorgeous and it's not that long, probably about three or four minutes long. Now, descending minor sixth is the theme from The Love Story. That's another one you can find on the internet somewhere. practice the tritone and the minor sixth. So remember, tritone is the Simpsons or Maria. Minor sixth ascending is the Chopin waltz. Minor sixth descending is the theme from Love Story. Tritone, otherwise known as diminished fifth or augmented fourth. Minor sixth. Tritone descending. Minor six. Tritone ascending. Tritone ascending. Minor sixth descending. Tritone descending. You can hear that that has a fair bit more tension than when the minor sixth played together. Next one. Minor sixth. Tone. Also tritone. Tritone. Minor six. Notice that all of the melodies using tritone and minor sixth, well, it's the ascending melodies want to resolve. So the Simpsons does the tritone and then it goes up to the fifth. One sharp, four, five. And the Chopin, one flat, three, flat, six, five. So if you hear an interval that sounds like it has to move on, it could be tritone or minor seventh, and you'll find minor sixth, and you'll find that the minor seventh is the same. Let's just do a couple more. a sixth. Tritone. Tritone. Minor six. Okay, now we're going to add minor seventh, and pointed out by the lovely Charmaine in our VCE class with the help of Danielle, we have ABBA singing the song The Winner Takes It All for a minor seventh. Once again, it's resolving onto the sixth. And for descending minor seventh, that very well-known jazz tune, Watermelon Man. Really worth downloading Herbie Hancock's version of this because it is absolutely super. We might have a quick go with minor sixths and minor sevenths, and then we'll practice all of them in together. Okay, here we go. A minor seventh, and of course the other famous tune for a minor seventh is another one from West Side Story. There's a place for us. It's called Somewhere. Okay, next song, or next interval I should say. Minor sixth. Minor seventh. Doesn't have as much of a clash as a major seventh, but still got a bit of tension there. Minor six. Minor seventh. Six. Minor seven. The winner takes it all. Minor six. Minor seventh. Minor six. And last one. A minor seventh. Okay, so now let's have a go at putting all of those intervals together. Ode to Joy is minor second going up. Fur Elise is minor second going down. Green Sleeves is minor third going up. Hey Jude is minor third coming down. Simpsons or Maria is a tritone going up. We don't have a tune for tritone coming down. Just listen carefully. Listen for the clash, I guess. Minor six going up, Chopin Waltz. Minor six coming down, Love Story. Minor seventh going up, Winner Takes It All by ABBA. Minor seventh going down, Watermelon Man. Now, since you've been listening to my appalling piano playing, I thought, you know, I might get my real instrument out and give you a toot just to set you off on these intervals. So here it is, the trumpet. And the crowd goes mad. Just listen to them go. Oh, the things you have to put up with being a musician. Anyway, let's take it away on our minor intervals. That's a minor third. Minor second. Minor seven. Minor sixth. Minor seventh. Minor second. Tritone. Minor six. Seven. Minor six. Sixth. tritone. Watermelon Man, so that's a minor seven. Minor second. Minor seventh. Sixth, minor third, minor third. Minor sixth, minor third, minor second. Minor sixth, minor seventh, minor second, couple more and we'll be done. Minor third, minor seventh.